It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Thanks for listening to the Lakers Fast Break Podcast, part of the Hoopheads Podcast Network. Check out all their awesome basketball shows today at hoopheadspod.com. Back for another episode of the Lakers Fast Break Podcast. It's Gerald Glassford coming right back at you here from Lakers Fast Break, Pop Culture Cosmos, Inside Sports, Fantasy Football, and Game Source. We truly appreciate everyone out there listening to all of our shows. And if you can, please give us a 5-star review wherever you get your podcasts. Plus, if you can like, share, subscribe, follow, or do anything that you can to support us right here at the Lakers Fast Break, Pop Culture Cosmos, where we cover the latest news and trends in pop culture each and every week, wherever you get your podcasts. Plus, as well, Inside Sports, Fantasy Football, Game Source, the great folks at LakersBall.com. Please go ahead and check out their game time chats with Ox1947 and everyone at LakersBall.com each and every game. Plus, the great folks at LakerHolics.com. Be part of the conversation today at LakerHolics.com, where Jamie Sweet is always writing some good things in his 5 Things articles, plus Laker Tom has his awesome articles there as well. Be part of the conversation today at LakerHolics.com, plus our good friends at the Hoopheads Podcast Network, where they have an array of great NBA shows like ours waiting right there for you. And if you can support all these great causes, it is sincerely appreciated. Well, the Lakers on a back-to-back, before we even started the season, when you have the oldest roster in the league, you got to know that when you have the oldest roster in the league, you knew days like these were going to be trouble when they were back-to-back. And heading into Washington, D.C., we thought as we left you last night that LeBron was probably going to take a nice rest and rest up for breaking the record to become the number 2 all-time NBA scorer in league history on Monday in Cleveland, where he's from, where he's played most of his career. But no, lo and behold, he shows up and he plays in tonight's game against the Washington Wizards, and that got us excited. And it must have got the Lakers excited because they got off to a great first half, shooting 59% and getting out to a double-digit lead for most of that first half. But unfortunately, after the momentous occasion of LeBron in the second quarter with a layup passing Karl Malone to become the number 2 all-time leading scorer in the NBA, the second half came around and the Lakers unfortunately looked like the oldest team in the NBA as they ran out of gas in the fourth quarter, getting outscored 34-20 and falling to the Washington Wizards 127-119. I do want to say, though, that the Lakers in the first half really looked strong. Again, getting out on the break, getting some turnovers. They were on the transition. They were passing the ball. They were shooting it well from three. All the things that you want to see the Lakers do in that first half. But you could tell as the third quarter and especially the fourth quarter went on that the Lakers were just, the steam was just leaving the station as they were. So unfortunately, there was no more gas in the tank for the Lakers. And they just couldn't quite get it done. But here today to talk about the game and LeBron's historic and momentous occasion where he becomes the number 2 all-time leading scorer in the NBA are 3 great guests indeed. First up, first man here is a good man indeed. You got to go ahead and check out what he's doing today at LakerHolics.com in his 5 Things articles. It is Jamie Sweet. And Jamie, I know you caught this on social media before we get to LeBron and all that. I want to pay a special tribute to a good friend of ours who just landed a special gig due to the retirement of Chad Ford of the NBA Big Four that people have known for years as the NBA draft guru on ESPN. Well, he's retiring from the NBA draft scene, and he's bequeathing all of his NBA Big Board newsletter and podcasts, all that stuff he's going to go on, all that big audience, to our good friend Rafael Barlow. I want to wish him congratulations on that. Wish Chad Ford the best of luck as far as with everything on that. And I'll tell you what, it's just great to see Rafael Barlow getting, man, he's not even going to know us here in a bit, Jamie.
No, I mean, come on. That guy's got his hustle on big time. He's working.
Yeah, absolutely. I just wish him all the congratulations. He's overseas right now scouting as only he can. But yes,
a lot of hours, a lot of miles, and that just shows the amount of respect he has for the game, for his work ethic. The dude is tireless. Family man now. Going to be a family man soon, I should say.
Yes, soon.
On the horizon. So all the best to the Barlow clan. Congrats to Rafael.
Yes, congrats to Rafael Barlow indeed from all of us here at the Lakers Fast Break. He actually reached out to me and said some nice personal things on the DM. I know he's given me a lot of credit as the guy who got him started in podcasting. I just put the light up there in his head and told him that he could do this, and he's ran with it. So he gets all the credit in the world. And
you're just happy to be nominated. Yeah, I know.
And I'm just happy. Well, you know, he's going to get me on the show eventually one day again. So I'm looking forward to going ahead and talking the draft and Lakers with him at some point down the road. But getting back to today's game, it is LeBron in the only highlight of the day, I guess you could say, becoming the number two all-time leading scorer, still about 2,000 points away. And I'll get you the exact totals here in a bit as far as exactly how far he's behind Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. But a momentous occasion for him, not so much for the Lakers.
Terrible game for the Lakers. I mean,
terrible second half.
I mean, I thought we didn't play much defense the whole
never played defense at all. No one played defense
the whole game. So I didn't think it was a great game because that's the part of the court I worry a lot more about than our scoring still. I mean, a great accomplishment for LeBron. It shows his, you know, a lot of work goes into getting a number, that kind of scoring numbers. I mean, you know, when Russ said at the podium after the win last night that, you know, he's at 23,000 points, I was like, you know, right. You pour in buckets if you're a good guy in the NBA, and LeBron is certainly one of the best to have ever played the game. And, you know, he's got the triple-double 10,000 stat to show for it, and now he's just behind the captain. I want to say he's like 1,260
1,440 points behind Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, because Kareem's at 38,387, and LeBron is 36,947.
So if he could average, you know, 60 games next season and, you know, play 60 games next season and average, you know, a little over 20-some-odd points.
If he averages 38 like he did tonight, well, he could do it, Mike, next week.
No. I don't know about that.
I'm kidding.
Yeah. Mathematically, I believe that's an impossibility. But congrats to LeBron. It sucks that he's had so many of these historical accomplishments mired by such a dreary Lakers season. And that's sort of my only, I guess, regret. Other than that, you know, there's not a lot for LeBron to regret in life, I would imagine. He's put in a lot of hard work. And the game has rewarded him for it. Not in terms of free throws, but the game of basketball itself. So,
just think if he averaged 80% in free throws. He would already be there already.
I mean, think if he averaged close to the amount of free throws other superstars get in the terms of playing the game. And LeBron operates a lot out of the post. So it's one of those things that's just always been kind of weird.
Same thing with Shaq
and same thing with a lot of the bigs. Not Joel Embiid, but a lot
Kareem
of the
wasn't
bigs.
A great free throw shooter either.
He was like 70, a little under 70%, I think, for his career. 70-ish
that's not
percent.
Great, man.
I mean, for a big man, it's not bad. For a big man, it's not bad. But, you know,
he made the two that counted in 88.
That's true. He made the two that counted in 88, and he made more than Shaq, which explains why he averaged got a lot more points. But, you know, in terms of the Lakers, you know, this team's
just
thought
ran out of
like,
gas.
Well, no, I mean, this is who they've been all season. This a game like tonight isn't the outside the norm. It has been the norm for this entire season. So am I disappointed? I guess at this point, a little bit. I kind of just – each game is its own microcosm of how can we put on a clinic as to how to not close out a game or how not to defend a team with, you know, one superstar who played like a shadow of himself for three quarters and still not be able to walk away with a W. There's not an explanation that makes sense to me at this point. You know, if you look at the stats for this game, you would think we would have actually won this game outside.
Because you're not going to get these kind of back-to-back games.
Russ is not going to play this well, maybe ever again for his entire life. Like that might be the last best shooting game of Russell Westbrook's career, right? Like probably not, but you know,
10 of 15, 22 points.
He was great. I wish he was actually a little more aggressive looking for his own shot tonight. I thought that after LeBron hit that accomplishment, the whole steam went out of our game. We did not have a lot. And that happened in the first half. That happened with a few minutes to go in the first half. So it's nice that we're playing with more spirit, I guess, than we were a month or so ago, 3 weeks ago, a little bit before the break. But this team just has so many holes in the roster. It's got so many old guys who honestly aren't even playing anymore in favor of guys picked up off the junk heap of the NBA talent pool. And, I don't know that I'll expect anything different till we blow up the team in the summer. I don't see a reason to expect anything different. I don't know what would cause someone to think this team isn't capable of anything more than what it's shown to this point, because that's all they've shown. So, but congrats to LeBron, and congrats. Can we just talk about Raphael for like a half hour and then, you know,
call? Yeah, believe me, I'd love to.
The much cheerier topic.
Exactly. And I'm so happy for him.
This is Raphael from NBADraftJunkies.com, and you are listening to the Lakers Fast Break.
Check out what's been going on with the Pop Culture Cosmo Show and the PCC Multiverse.
I don't feel like that people have done that as much, especially with this international release.
You can get out there right now.
I know you can get it out there, but it feels like this time last year, people have just been like, oh,
you can
here
get
you go.
The
Here's
cell
a copy.
Phone version that was taped somewhere where it's like, you know, shell shaky, has some dude or some family that's walking right in front of you as they're finding their seat with the popcorn already in hand.
No,
you know,
come
that,
on.
You,
really?
Yeah, that version is already available.
Yeah, but I mean, like,
with a mono sound. There you go.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's the worst part. You only get sound on the left ear, not the right ear.
Something like that. You can find that version already if you really want it.
That's the Pop Culture Cosmo Show.
And the PCC Multiverse.
Catch our shows on Worldwide Radio 7 days a week and wherever you get your podcasts.
Here today to talk about today's game and LeBron's achievement is also a good man indeed. You got to go ahead and check him out. Every single game time chat at LakersBall.com. As Ox1947, it is Joe Soro. Good to have you here, my friend. LeBron hits number two all time. The Lakers fall in the second half. They run out of gas and run out of steam in the fourth quarter. Jamie's right when he said the defense. Again, this has been an issue since I started calling this way back in the preseason when I said there's an issue with the defensive side of the ball. But today, the offense was clicking at 59% in the first half. You think maybe they could go ahead and have just enough good shooting to keep them in that game and keep them ahead, especially when they were up by double digits most of the way. But unfortunately, that didn't happen.
Well, the running out of gas analogy has made me think that this reminds me of a vehicle that's, you know, when you drive and let's say if you've driven in your life and you wanted to risk getting home on a quarter tank, but you'll probably need a little more. And then, of course, things are
I've done that.
Yeah, we've all done it. It gets exasperated by running into hilly roads. So as you're climbing the road, as you're climbing that road, that hill, you're just going, God, how can I get up this hill with as little on the pedal as possible? And then when you get down a little bit, you almost go into neutral and go in, right?
I've 100% done that in my life.
I've done that. Now, that can also happen if, let's say, your truck overheats. I've been involved in both of those. So this was a perfect example of those things. Is they were treading and treading little by little. They were losing gas, little, 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 Then they'd go, oh, is it going to make it? No. And then they didn't make it. And they didn't make it because they don't have the size to stop size. It's not as simple as they don't know how to play defense. I mean, we already know they don't know how to do that.
It's clear that Porzingis, once he started to impose his will, it was very hard for the Lakers to go ahead and stop.
Yeah, and then he's hitting, you know, Tom and I talked about this before. I said it on Game Time. This is by far the most ridiculous season I've ever watched when it came to the other team not only playing way above their capabilities on a regular basis, but the fact that every bleep damn ball just seems to magnetize to their hands. We've watched basketball for a very long time. I just do not remember the amount of crappy luck just in simply getting a rebound. I'm watching it. The guys were boxing out, and the ball was just going right to the guy on the corner. It's weird, and it kept happening. And it's just a cursed season. It is the most cursed season I've ever watched. And it can't end soon enough, even though I was kind of optimistic that if AD can get back, he'd solve so much of their defensive problems. We would at least have a shot at winning some games with him there. I don't know, because it's sad, because you're watching LeBron play. You could tell he ran out of gas too at the end. He couldn't do everything. He was playing amazingly. And that pass, you know, looking at the season in review already, that pass that Stanley made for LeBron's passing of Karl Malone's all-time point record, that was the exciting play that I was looking forward to with Russell Westbrook coming on board. I was anticipating that. The question has always – it's always the question when it comes to guys like LeBron, Kobe, any dominant perimeter player, can they play off the ball? And that play right there is just a small portion of why I thought, man, that LeBron is what I want to finish his career, because it's less stress. He still has the speed. He still has the instinct to get to the hole. He's too big for anybody to get in front of. And I was imagining just game in and game out of Russell Westbrook handling the ball, getting an open lane, and then bounce pass to LeBron to the hoop, because again, we're opening up that offense. We have AD here, LeBron here. You're kind of stuck. You don't know who you got. And again, Westbrook could get to the hole too. So those, you know, when you sit back and you say, we knew that this Russell Westbrook thing wasn't going to work, there's merit there, and you were right. But at the same time, that play was why I thought it would work. And we're just a broken team, that the parts don't work. And with the parts not working, Vogel has not mentally adjusted. He just has not adjusted to the adjustments. And it's not his fault, but he's not the right coach anymore for this team. And I don't know if he'd be the right coach for a revamped Laker team either. I just think his voice is done. And it's not a surprise, guys. Again, Vogel is a company man. I made the joke a year and a half ago that I think I might have said this on the show a few months back, but I love bringing it up. I said if Richard Ramirez, the Night Stalker, was one of his assistant coaches, he'd call him great too. That's the company man he is. I don't particularly like, in a lot of ways, I don't particularly like that. I don't like that a guy that's always telling me what I want to hear. And Vogel, because those voices eventually really get tuned out. So Vogel, you know, we're looking at not long for him to go. There might be some salvaging of something if AD can come back healthy. I'm hearing none might be coming back. He was, I guess, lighting it up in practice. I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
But
looks great. Looks great in practice. Let's get him out.
I know. Sasha Vujicic looked great in practice too.
Yeah. Well, at least Sasha played
because of the loss.
Yeah. But yeah, the gas running out.
PR move.
The fuel. No, it's more like this.
Oh.
Yeah. Or no, I'm sorry. He used to do this too.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
Yeah, the eyebrows.
Speaking of free throws, he hit the two free throws that we needed the most.
That's true.
You can't take away from him. You can't.
Yes. And by the way, Kareem's free throw.
And he had good choice in girlfriends.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely won in that department. Kareem's lifetime free throw percentage is 74%. That's pretty darn good for a big man. So,
yeah,
Jamie, that's one for you.
Why are we doing this on
Triple G, you need to drop down below Tom now.
Yeah. So. Gerald, you're at the bottom.
Why are you guys saying, oh, it's for a big man, for a big man? It should be for – I thought they all played basketball.
Listen.
Yeah, but when you're seven foot two, your depth is kind of weird. Plus, if you have hands like –
What's Porzingis' free throw shooting at?
Now, let's look at LeBron James. Well, he's an elite outside shooter. Come on.
Oh, so that's an exception. Okay.
Look, he's out there busting his buns every night. You try to go up and down the court with
big men shooting a lower percentage from the free throw line.
LeBron's career is 73.
Should we really do this on the slant for a big guy? For a big
73% for LeBron. So let's just, you know, let's just call it what it is.
I'm just saying if they shot 80%.
First of all,
obviously has anti-Kareem bias.
I don't remember
LeBron's second best season ever.
I don't remember.
77%, so it's not like...
I know. I'm just saying, what if he had shot 80% from free throws? Or Kareem? Or
what if he got 33 free throws a game? Like
okay, if Kareem's shooting 80% from the free throw line in his career, does he win another title?
100%.
He probably stays number one in total points.
I agree with you, Tom.
I agree with both. Yes, I think he wins one more title. And
what? How?
How
does he win?
I would have to go back and look at how games worked out, what it meant for seeding and stuff. But like,
in the playoffs, that could be critical, man.
That's what I'm saying. Like, would it have mattered in the Boston Massacre game? No,
they did an experiment on Shaq's missed free throws. They said Shaq never cost the Lakers a single game with his free throws, and I can vouch for that because I don't remember him missing free throws that cost him the game. I don't remember. Ever.
That all depends on the rules you set for any type of discussion.
And what does that even mean? Does that mean like the first three quarters of a basketball game?
Yeah, exactly. You're saying, just like I was saying about sliding down as far as the
analytics, guys. We're in the world of analytics.
So if he misses 10 free throws in the first quarter, right.
I call it analytics.
I do too.
I call it a bunch of horse.
I had a hard time with it.
Let the hate flow through you.
Okay. Well, something's flowing through me. Maybe it's my dinner. Literally. But also as well here today is a good man indeed. You got to go ahead and check out his latest article today at Lakerholics.com. Please be part of the conversation today at Lakerholics.com and check out his latest article. Could this be the turning point for Russell Westbrook and the Lakers? Well, not so for the Lakers, but Russell Westbrook, perhaps, because he's had probably for the first time all season, two straight good games in a row. And here today to talk about his game, LeBron's record, and the game as a whole. It's a good man indeed. It is Laker Tom. Laker Tom, again, you could be right as far as Russell Westbrook turning that corner. But the team, unfortunately, like I said, I think they just ran out of gas playing back-to-back. And again, it's the fact that you still have such an aged, old team for the most part that's your major contributors. Maybe there's something else there as well, but I still think, again, they ran out of gas.
Well, I think that's obviously part of it. But I think didn't both teams play last night?
Yeah, they both played. Yep, Washington was playing and lost to New York.
It's not like we were the well-rested team.
Well, That's a short flight from New York.
I have continued mixed feelings about the game because I do think that there were some things that were very positive. It's great. First off, let me give congratulations to Rafael Barlow. Talk about a guy who is on a rocket for success. Yes. And it couldn't be a better guy to do it. And just the moves that Raphael's made, getting married instead of having a wedding, going to Paris instead and eloping to Paris and, you know, and then going to become a prospective father, and then getting adopted, getting the big podcast thing, and then the Chad Ford situation. My God, that's just great. Can't wait to hear from Raphael and wish him the very best.
Raphael's made better moves this season than Rob Pelinka.
Yep. Well, you know, I might, just based on the times I've talked basketball with Raphael, I have never talked basketball with Rob Pelinka, but
I might agree with that
statement there. At any rate, moving on to LeBron James, I mean, being number two all-time regular season scoring is no small feat.
Yes.
So congratulations to LeBron. I think he almost is glad to get it out of the way.
He was trying hard in that first half to get it out.
You know, this was one of those games where the free throws were really, I mean, we lost this game at the free throw line. You know, we won the points in the paint. We won the rebounding battle. We matched them in three-point shooting. They won the game at the free throw line, despite us winning points in the paint. And so this continued disrespect, you know, and this is also too, if you look at the game, there's two guys who had minus 17 plus minuses for this game. One of them was Avery Bradley. He was minus 17, the worst on the team. He played 11 minutes. Vogel played him 11 minutes in the fourth quarter, more minutes than Monk and Reeves combined. And then, I mean,
can I just say one thing though? Your love fest with Avery Bradley for one day for 24 hours.
I'm sorry, Avery. We're talking about tonight's game. Last night,
Tom treats Avery Bradley. Tom treats Avery Bradley like the Frank.
That's the problem with Frank, is that he's got a preconceived, incorrect judgment of players, and he's shown that so many times that we don't even have to talk about it. But he basically has a reputation in his mind for Avery Bradley that he wanted to play him before Monk and Reeves. And then I don't care where you coach. When you got a guy who is 7'3", who can shoot a free throw, and you're guarding him with 6'3 guards, how stupid do you have to be as a coach? I mean, seriously. Was Dwight available? Was he not available?
He was available.
He was available. And you don't put him out there? When this guy scores like over and over and over in the fourth quarter and you don't make an adjustment, but you put Avery Bradley in there to pull Monk out, and or you pull Reeves for Avery Bradley, and you play him 11 out of 12 minutes? That's the reason we lost the game. Same reason we probably lost a dozen of the other games. Not enough to make us even a playoff team, but probably to at least give us a chance at being sixth seed. But there are some good signs. It's not all bad, because Russell Westbrook has kind of figured out how to be effective with his team. The last two games, I love how they're posting him up, because when he's in the post like that, you better double him or he's going to get a lot of easy baskets. And when you double him, he is looking and he's focusing not necessarily on scoring, but on creating spacing. And it's an interesting addition to the strategy to make up for the lack of shooting that Russ has that hurts our spacing, because he really creates great spacing when he gets in there in the middle like that. And what we're seeing too is LeBron James playing an awful lot off the ball and giving Russ a chance to be Russ, because Russ can't be Russ if he doesn't have the ball in his hands. I mean, that's one of the things that you got to figure out, and you got to make a decision. How are you going to win? Well, you're going to win if Russ is playing Russ the way he's doing the last couple of games. So you got to get LeBron, and LeBron off the ball, he made so many great backdoor cuts, and the team has gotten so good at that, that the interior passing and the motion and movement of player and ball that we're seeing is a dramatic improvement. So think about this. We did hear, and I know it's more Pollyanna, we did hear that Kendrick Nunn and Anthony Davis both were lighting it up in pregame warm up.
I'm just kind of happy you said Pollyanna in the year 2022.
Well, man, what can I say? But anyway, take those two guys and plug them in to replace Avery Bradley and DJ Augustine.
My question is, all of a sudden,
you have a team that, like the last game we played against a very tough Raptors team, had almost everybody participating and contributing. We're falling a couple players short. That's what happened tonight. A couple players didn't come through and produce. And we turned the ball over four times in the fourth quarter, which is always a recipe for disaster. And LeBron, after breaking the record, basically mailed in a bunch of heat checks in the second half. And you know, you got to pace yourself if you're 82 games and you've.
And we didn't play defense.
Yeah, you know, so.
So that's the question I have is, I'm at the point now where, is it possible for us this summer?
It's possible we could even do well in the playoffs.
Well, let's evaluate. Let's say the Lakers get AD back. I won't say anything about none yet. Let's just say we get AD back, and we win now in the play-in. We persevere through that, and when we play Phoenix and we take them to six. Let's just say that happens. It's very likely that Russell Westbrook was a part of that resurgence.
That won't be enough.
Right. So the question now is, this summer, with that, do we take another chance? Do we take a chance in letting him finish out the contract and see how he does the following year with a healthy team, right? However, is it possible? Are the free agents available this summer? Are there any 3-and-D guys that you can put around these guys?
Sure.
Are they out there? It's what free, I want to know.
Free agents? I don't even know if we're gonna. We would have the cap space to sign a free agent to much of a contract. To be honest,
I will tell you right now.
For people.
Well, right
we're
now,
use the, Monk will take whatever we've got in terms of a mid-level exception.
Oh, that's nice to hear.
Monk, I think Monk is a good Monk's player. Monk is a good player, but he's not.
Well, he's a part of the problem. About $6 or $10 million a year.
He's a part of the problem. He's a part of the problem.
I think he'll probably try to shoot for 12 in the marketplace.
He's a part of the problem on defense.
Yeah.
It's reality.
Yeah. No.
But unless you can get three starters, he's probably one of your five starters next year.
Yeah. This team cannot function without a cohesive defense.
We need a big who can shoot and can protect the rim. Either Jeremy Grant or Miles Turner, a forward or a center.
Is Grant capable of playing center?
No, but he's going to play the three.
He'll play the three. He'll run around
taking people so LeBron doesn't have to do that.
I'm assuming next year we get our center in the form of AD playing 60-plus games.
It's not going to happen.
I don't think so.
You don't think AD is going to ever play 60-plus games again?
No, it isn't that, but you know.
Yeah.
It's mental with him. He's not
killer. I did a whole post about his mentality being that of a power forward.
You said it best last night, Jamie, when I pushed you on trying to, you know, say who would you think would really help the Lakers. And this is funny because the other person that this could help is Frank Vogel. Because I actually think that it's a funny thing, even though Anthony Davis may be the best center, he may be better playing at a power forward for the Lakers if we were to put a guy who could do what McGee and Howard did at their prime on the defensive end, but could also stretch the floor and give us spacing on the offensive end.
I don't even care about that.
AD's not the first guy to do this. You know, Tim Duncan refused to call himself a center, right?
Yep.
But it was okay with him because he was phenomenal on defense, he was fundamental on offense, and he was a great team player.
Right.
So this isn't something new.
And durable.
And even when he was not durable, he still played. Yep. He played on one leg a lot too, right? I mean, he had a knee problem. Didn't Popovich one time sit him down? I think the tag next to it was old.
Yeah. Yes. Did not play old.
So
we need size.
We need a coach that can come in here and devise a plan to mentally have these guys going.
Yeah, but I much prefer LeBron playing the four where he doesn't have to run around chasing guys at the three. And I'd much prefer
today.
Today, especially.
It was very obvious that LeBron James, if he's playing off ball and was getting the bounce passes he was getting, the cuts to the basket, because no one else cuts to the basket. LeBron cuts to the basket. No one else does, it seems like. I don't know why. I don't know why people just stand around and watch. And I don't know why it's not coached.
It's analytics, baby. It's
Bill McDonald during the game was pointing that out. And as soon as he pointed that out, not 2 seconds later, but LeBron James cut to the basket and got a basket.
Well, I will say part of the problem tonight was that once the Wizards went into a zone, that was the end of our offensive penetration. It ended there. And that's also why, you know, we lost the free throw game is to indicate we were driving the ball into the paint over and over, trying to create contact. This team doesn't try to create contact, and this team doesn't try to outsmart the other team. It tries to do what it thinks it should do better the other team. And that's a Vogel problem. That's why I will forever say that this team was poorly constructed. And I don't necessarily agree that firing Vogel at this point is going to make any difference at all, but I do blame him. As we've said multiple times here, and Joe pointed out earlier this evening, he hasn't adjusted to the reality that this team is. He's tried to do Frank Vogel things that he was able to do when he had guys like KCP, guys like Kuzma, guys like Caruso, guys who could defend multiples of positions and multiple locations on the floor. And, you know, the one time he ever made all the right adjustments was the bubble NBA Finals, and he might have burned all those cards in that run, because since then he has made – none that makes sense to me, pretty much. It's been all stubborn,
Drummond. How much Drummond did we get?
But why, and again, why did Dwight Howard not see any floor time tonight? Like,
so stupid.
I don't understand any of the mentality. Why did we get DeAndre Jordan and then play him for far too many minutes early in the
things. Philadelphia is finding out about DeAndre Jordan right now.
Yeah. Sure, whatever. Great. I mean, they're fine, right? They're going to be fine in the playoffs. He won't play in the playoffs. And they're going to make the playoffs, unlike us. This game was lost once the team took its foot off the gas pedal collectively when LeBron hit that milestone. And that's what happened. We never played good defense. We stopped driving the ball to the rim. We settled for bad shots. In fact, if you look at the box score,
we don't have enough good players.
I think the offense was fine.
The offense is fine, exactly.
It's the defense that was just atrocious.
All game, all season, we're last in defensive efficiency after being first in defensive efficiency last season. So it's either the players or the coach or a combination thereof. I happen to think it's a combination thereof. I think that we just have done a terrible job adjusting to reality this season. There's been too much I don't know. You know, I don't know what the reason for it is. I think a lot of it is three superstars adjusting to sharing the ball with a coach that doesn't understand offense in terms of not that he doesn't understand offense, but that his focus is not on the offensive end. He's going to let them figure it out to a large degree. He's going to be like, well, this is what I want to see. This is what I think we should do. You guys are the superstars. You're the top, you know, this.
But Jamie, that's not the problem, though. The defense has been the problem.
But you've taken away all of Vogel's tools, right? Like, he had a bunch of tools. And this is, again, I think that you're right. He's done a poor job adjusting to the personnel on the team. Has Austin Reeves been a nice surprise? Yeah, he's been a nice surprise. But is he enough to make up for what we lost in KCP, Kuzma, and Caruso? And even, you know, frankly, Dennis Schroeder, who's kind of an underrated defender.
We'd have been fine if we kept Caruso.
I don't know if we would have been fine. We would have been better. I don't think. I mean, I'm with Joe. I did not see the Russell Westbrook fit being this difficult to figure out.
Yeah,
and well, that I thought
did, obviously.
But
Gerald thought he knew.
Gerald then.
That's on record. That's documented on this show.
I'm gonna get him a little horn. He can toot every morning. I was right about Westbrook. He can go beep beep. Yeah, tonk that little. I'm
buying you. Okay, I've got ice. I can ice it down. There you go.
Okay, Oh wow! All right. Anyway, I don't know. You know, this is the problem. We're not going.
To be wrong, by the way, just to let everyone know.
I've wanted to be wrong a lot this season too, but unfortunately, it's not the reality. So.
But I tell you what, it is the Lakers, unfortunately, falling after a fourth quarter collapse. They did
fall.
How about
those Bruins?
How about your Bruins, indeed?
Yes. How about Baylor?
Yeah. How about Baylor? Well, okay. I put it this way: on my social media, as I do every
year,
go amateurs. Yes. Well, as I do every year, I usually put around the time. Hey, how's your bracket doing, Gerald? And I always used to post David Caruso walking away from a car bomb or a dumpster fire. And this year I chose a dumpster fire because that's
you need to watch that meme where that guy does this. You can't be upset with your bracket.
St. Peter's, man. Well,
if you can't be mad at your bracket.
They destroyed everyone.
If you don't
bracket.
Make one.
That's right. I'm with you, Joe.
One of the best memes ever. You can't be upset about your bracket if you don't fill one out.
I just don't care about college sports in general. I'm just like, whatever.
Okay. Yeah, college sports is good for the fans, good for the community.
But now they can pay players. Now they can pay players. It's
I know. Well, that's no, it doesn't make it more interesting. It just makes it fair for the players.
Yes, that's true. But Laker Tom's UCLA is still going strong. Once again, it's the Lakers fast break.
Why is it Tom's UCLA?
Because he went to UCLA. Did you go to UCLA too, Joe?
No.
Did you go to UCLA?
No, I went to Cal State.
I went to UCLA.
I went to San Diego State.
I went to USC.
I only went
for
there
while.
One year, but
I remember looking. Look, I
we
swear, I went
party college.
I looked, and I said, I can't do 13,000 a semester. Come on, really?
USC got robbed.
Actually, it was a year. Sorry, it was a year. That was before, that didn't count the housing either.
USC got robbed by the officials twice within the last 2.5 minutes.
Sure.
Well, they deserve it.
No, they don't.
Robert Barron's, a bunch of rich kids, man. Nothing as good as beating SC.
Okay, Joe just talked about how much it costs for UCLA, and you talk about rich kids at USC. I understand what their nickname is.
Also, I UCLA love how I'm calling out Robert Barron's.
UCLA ain't cheap, my friend.
I went to USC too. So
I
visited USC and UCLA.
More expensive. Really expensive. Wow,
I walked on campus.
I didn't have to pay for it.
Community college.
Hey, I've been to the Rose Bowl, guys. I watched the game there.
I spent 2 years in community college.
You know what, guys? I think that's time to wrap it up. But I just want to go ahead and say again, the Lakers do fall.
Congrats, LeBron. Way to go, LeBron.
Yeah, congrats, LeBron. Number 2 all-time scorer. The Lakers did lose 127.
Congrats for second place. Really, guys? How about we wait till he passes Kareem?
Well, I mean, it's never a sure thing.
An injury sure or something thing. Could happen, man. Yeah.
So congrats to LeBron on becoming number 2. If you want to go ahead and check out what we're doing, Ox1947 at LakersBall.com.
I don't want to check out what we're doing.
Okay. Well, check out what he's doing.
But you're doing it. You don't have to check it out. Yes. You see it happening.
I turned my phone off.
Well, yeah, but I see you too. You've got your keyboard going strong during the game. That's for sure. LakersBall.com. He's Ox1947 or at JoeSorrell5 on Twitter. Jamie Sweet, you can find his articles at 5things at LakerHolics.com. Laker Tom is also at LakerHolics.com. His latest article, could this be the turning point for Russell Westbrook and the Lakers? Again.
No. Still could be for Russell Westbrook,
for the Lakers. Yes.
I mean, what would be a successful season at this point?
I thought you were taking us off air.
Winning the play-in and taking down Phoenix in the first round. Would you be happy with that?
No.
Yeah, but it's not going to happen.
No, I wouldn't be happy. I'd be ecstatic.
Yeah, I'd be ecstatic with that. Going into the second round.
Honestly,
I'd
be happy if we take Phoenix to 7 games. If we
that
take
was a Chevy Phoenix Chase seven, comeback.
If we take Phoenix to 7 games, it
I
will
tell
mean,
you what, if we ended up winning, if we end up making the Western Conference Finals, Frank Vogel might still have a job next year.
The question is, they're not losing there if they beat Phoenix. Anyways, they're going all the way at that point.
Once you beat Phoenix, you've eliminated.
They have a good chance. It's funny because they're going to end up playing in the 1-8-4-5.
Joe's like, I'm trying to end the show.
All the tough teams.
I feel like it's a Brady Bunch with these little screens I do as far as this year. But
I'd like to play everybody a song.
Well, Jamie Sweet and Sean Grice will be back tomorrow. We're going to go ahead and cover the Eastern and Western conferences. Hopefully. Plus also as well, Monday, they're on the Lakers.
Early.
LeBron goes back to Cleveland. It's going to be an early game, 4 p.m. Pacific.
You know, that's where the Eastern. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is?
Yes.
You know, that's where Superman was created?
Yeah.
Okay. When are you going to come to Cleveland? You know what that's from?
No.
You ever seen the movie Trainwreck?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
When LeBron was talking to Bill Hader.
That's LeBron's best performance on film. In
the By far, the funny. That's the funniest. No, I'm sorry. That's the second funniest scene in that movie because John Cena absolutely killed in the theater.
Yes, in that theater, in the theater scene. Yes, absolutely.
He's like, other than that, that movie took this terrible.
But once again, it is the Lakers falling again. In the
I want to go watch that now.
Was there a basketball game tonight?
There was a basketball game tonight, but the Lakers did fall.
It stopped playing after the third quarter.
LeBron's number two all time, but we will be back definitely on Monday after the game against Cleveland. It is a 4 p.m. start time. It's going to be on the Lakers channel. Right now, the Lakers, as they're sitting, they're 30-41, ninth place in the Western Conference, only a half game ahead of the New Orleans Pelicans. So keep an eye on that, folks, because this time Monday night, the Lakers could be finding themselves in 10th place, but we'll wait and see.
We played the Pelicans two more times this year.
The Pelicans can knock us out of the playoffs.
Yeah, well, it's going to take a little bit because we're three games ahead of San Antonio. So just
they can knock us down to 10th probably. Yeah, I'll have to be satisfied with that.
Do you know how happy Greg Popovich would be if he and the Spurs made it to the NBA playoffs, even if it's through the stupid play-in? Is it lost on anyone that the play-in that we were all deriding just a short season ago is the Lakers? It's now suddenly.
I didn't. That was LeBron.
No, no. I don't mean us. Yeah, no, I know. But that's.
I just couldn't quite get the concept as far as the 7-8 and the 9-10. Mm-hmm. I thought it would be better if they did a 7-10 and an 8-9 personally. No. But, sure.
Yeah, whatever. But I hear you.
It gives the advantage to 7-8 because they can. They only have to win one. They get two shots at it, they can lose once.
It's still just, it's not a perfect system, but I like the plan. It keeps more teams involved. It makes for a lot of conversation. There you go.
I mean, it's interesting.
That's another argument for another day.
I'm not about that. I'm about you perform well for 82 games, you get in the playoffs. Not this, hey, we don't want you. We want you. You're in ninth
Jamie,
place.
Jamie, take us
buddy.
Home, my friend.
You're in ninth place. You tried your best.
Talking to us out there, you watching and following us out there, watching and listening. We will be back on Monday night for sure. Hopefully tomorrow as well, but definitely Monday night after the Cleveland game. Thanks again to everyone for watching and listening, and we'll see you this weekend maybe, but Monday definitely, right here at the Lakers Fast Break Podcast.